Dude, welcome to Sun City. Hey, man. Welcome to our intro.
I have no fucking idea.
The hottest show on the internet, Sun City Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with accenting your beauty, but shit, at the same time, man, when you just overdo it, and motherfucker can't even tell what color your skin color really is because you got so much on, and that's when the problem come in.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. I prefer 100% natural. You know what I'm saying? No weave, none of that shit, man. That's just me.
I don't know about that one, dog. Sometimes, hey, a lot of them motherfuckers had on these come past the headline. So when your head don't come past your headline and you know it, I mean, go on, throw your quick weave in there. But now my thing is, don't take that shit off. Don't take that shit off around me. I mean, we dating, you know what I'm saying? No. My thing is these women who, you know what I'm saying, look good for your man. Look good. Look good. I say try to look good at all times. Look good as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why men go out. Because, see, if you go out, oh, okay, my thing for that, dog, if you go out, you know what I'm saying, I mean, I ain't condoning it, but if you go out, you know what I'm saying, you trick off on your lady and all that, 9 times out of 10, you tricking off because that woman, she looking 10 times better than what your lady look. Not even, I ain't gonna even say she looking better than what your lady looking. Her upkeep is better than what yours is. You know what I'm saying? Because once they figure they got you, they can wear the motherfucking gowns with the holes in them and have that motherfucking rag on their head all day. And that shit just don't. I mean, you wanna lay down or something that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, this motherfucker prepared for me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm just a firm believer of that, dog. It's like, man, keep yourself up, man. Go on, put yourself right.
So let me make sure I got this right. You saying that some men, not all men, but some men, when they trip off on a girl, it's because of her upkeep?
Yeah.
For some men, that's what you're saying.
Some men just say, fuck it, that's just the way they are. But you got a lot of men, dog. A lot of motherfuckers stay home. Motherfucker, upkeep was right.
You think so? So you're saying, okay, this is going to be a good one, man, because I see this totally different. Okay, now when you're saying upkeep, you're talking about how she's dressed, her makeup look, her hair is done, and so forth, right? That's what you're saying as far as upkeeping go, right?
Hey, upkeep.
So you saying you would prefer your woman to be like, come on, man. I mean, she's
gonna
be dressed up.
No, okay. I'm not saying dressed up. I'm not saying dressed up like you got to be a glamour gal 24/7. I'm just saying, man, keep the upkeep up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know it's going to be some days that, you know, I ain't asking you to just, you know, shit, Beyonce yourself every night, but goddamn, every night I shouldn't have to be looking at your motherfucking nappy ass head in these old holy ass jogging pants or this old bum ass outfit you got on to go to bed in.
Okay, now I'm gonna play the woman's advocate. Well, are you giving me money to get my hair done since you complaining?
Yeah, I mean, shit, not all y'all, but the ones that mean something, yeah. But then again, shit, my thing is this, shit. You ain't trying to look good for me, look good for yourself too, shit. I'm pretty sure some motherfucking budget in there for you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Shit.
All right.
Let me put the budget in there for you.
Okay. Let me bring in a caller. Caller, what's happening?
Okay.
Who this?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are you?
It's Tina. What's up?
Oh, what's happening, Tina?
Not much.
All right, let me ask you something, sweetheart. Do you wear makeup?
Yes.
You do wear makeup?
Yes.
Do you pile it on?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Well, Tina, let me ask you this. Let me ask you. First off, how you doing tonight, baby?
I'm in pain.
You say what now?
I'm in pain.
What's wrong, sweetheart?
I had my tooth pulled.
Oh, baby. But you know what? I applaud you for calling, trying to talk to us, even though you didn't have your tooth pulled. Man, shit. You in the phase five list for that one.
Oh, cool.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna make my questions kind of brief to you because I know you're probably in pain, but I just want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, you and your significant other. I mean, we just going to what if scenario because I don't know what your status is, but if it is, if you do got a significant other, I mean, do you feel compelled to like, all right, let's say it's nighttime, it's time to, we finna get ready to go to bed. Do you feel compelled to try to look good for him at least like, let's say maybe 3 to 4 nights out the week for him?
Like if we at the house?
Yeah, y'all at the house.
Not really? No, just basically like if I go out, I don't want to look good if I'm with my man, you know.
Okay.
But when we at the house, it's pretty much, you know, I don't go out of my way.
See, and Tina, you proved my point. You just proved my point. Now, see, what I mean by you proved my point is that we was talking earlier, and I know I probably come off, and this probably do sound a little like, okay, motherfucker, you want too much. But my thing is this. This is my opinion, and, you know, strictly my opinion. I said a reason that a lot of men cheat, a lot of men go out, is because the women at home ain't got their upkeep going right. You know what I'm saying? Man get tired of coming home looking at them rollers, them motherfucking scarves, them motherfucking holy ass gowns. I mean, we get tired of looking at that. And see, that next woman that you call and you be like, hey, I'm on my way over there, she gonna make sure she looking A1. Not to say that she's going to look A1 all the time, but she looking A1 when you come in now. So, you know, the saying the grass look green on the other side, that's the concept that we come up with. Like, damn, man, you know, I just left her. She went, man, she had this sexy-ass gown on and shit.
Hold on a second, dog. Now, I got to interject on this one. She's looking good for you. Because you don't see her every day.
Right.
Okay.
You see your woman every day.
My point exactly. You proving my point, too. Now.
What do you mean by
upkeep?
Upkeep,
I mean,
because
it's like, my thing is this. Like I said, I ain't going to ask you to look good every day. Like I said, I ain't going to tell you to put your Beyonce on every day. You know what I'm saying? But, damn, sometimes, I mean, y'all be like, ooh, I got to roll my hair. For what? Damn, let the shit lay out a little bit. Why the hell y'all rolling your hair up? Ooh, I can't, you ain't got that much hair. They're the bad part about the shit. Not to say you, I'm just saying a lot of times, women in general, a lot of times that shit weaves. Shit, you can just take that shit off and comb it. Let it stay on for the night. At least until I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't pull the wig out or don't pull the motherfucking half a piece out off on me. Then, hey, baby, what's up? Damn, I ain't leave a half a piece on. Ain't leave the wig on. Damn. I know it's a wig. I ain't going to pull too hard.
I don't know. I don't have that problem. I don't know.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. You at home, you comfortable. You know what I mean?
You can't be cute and comfortable?
I mean, I think I look cute and comfortable. You know, I mean, I'm clean. You know, I always make sure I'm clean and, you know, my hair is somewhat did, you know, but I don't go and put makeup on while I know I'm about to go lay in the bed.
Okay, and you know what? And for all practical purposes, I'm not even asking for the makeup because we just had that conversation. I'm not even a big makeup person. It's just some things you just, you know, you be like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Just some, I mean, as a man, I'm just saying it's just certain things that a man kind of looks for. And it's like when it's not there, you know what I'm saying, he kind of strays away. He strays away and he, you know what I'm saying, not to say that he's right for doing it. But, yeah, I'm going to tell you, a lot of times a motherfucking man will stray away just because, you know what I'm saying, he come home. Like I say, he come home. He see you with that fuck that, and I mean you. And I know I ain't saying you, but if you don't do it, I know you got at least one or two girls. You be like, damn, you still got that little ugly ass gown from way back when. Yeah, this motherfucker comfortable. Okay, it's comfortable, but it's ugly as fuck. I'm tired of seeing that little ugly ass gown and them fucked up ass house shoes. They flat, and there's no fluff to these house shoes. Turn it. Throw them motherfuckers away.
When she goes to sleep,
I cut them up. I cut up house shoes. You're not wearing that shit. Mm-mm.
Okay, Tina, let me ask you.
Yeah.
What do you do for your man? What do you do to look good for your man? On just an average day?
I make sure I brush my teeth. I take a shower. You know, I shave my legs, put lotion on, you know, get nice and soft. And, you know, make sure my hair ain't looking too fucked up. You know, I don't know. Like, I don't really...
Okay, let me ask you, do you live with your guy?
No.
Okay, so when he come over, do you answer the door with your hair and rollers and shit like that? Are you that comfortable with him?
I mean, yeah, I have answered, you know, when I'm in with my hair sticking straight up, you know, like just bed head, whatever, but I don't know, I don't really... Yeah, I just feel comfortable, and I feel like, you know, when I'm at the house, I really don't want to get all, I want to be comfortable if we don't, because all we do is just sit in the house, watch movies and shit, so, you know, what's the point of me, like, putting on some nice clothes, like, when I sleep in bed, I sleep with a long t-shirt on. So,
is it his?
Huh?
Is it his shirt?
No.
Oh, see, now, let me just give you some advice. Putting his shirt on goes a long way. Put his shirt on. I mean, there's nothing sexier than us seeing y'all with our clothes on. There's nothing sexier. I'm just throwing that out there. LaFonda, what's up, baby?
Nothing.
What's going down with you?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay, let me ask you, LaFonda. Okay, we're going to do a scenario. Check this out. Me and you together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? You get off work, or you know what I'm saying, I come home, you know, the night take us, you know what I'm saying, we figure ready to go to bed. I mean, what do you put on when you get ready to go to bed? I mean, now, we living together. What do you put on?
Nothing.
Come to bed then. You sleep in the nude.
I sleep in the nude because I don't like clothes in my bed. I like a clean bed. No socks, no nothing. And if I do have to sleep in something, it's probably going to be either his t-shirt or some boxers and a tank top.
Okay, let's see. Okay, now what about the hair? Do you wrap the hair up every night?
If I'm trying to get some, hell no. But if I know he finna just tear it up, hell yeah, I'm gonna wrap it up. You're not finna tear my hair. If I'm trying to look sexy and get some, and I know he not finna tear my shit up, so what, I'm gonna let him hit it from the back. He ain't gonna tear my shit up.
Wait, hold on. I mean, cause my thing is, if you look at sexy, yes, that's when I'm really finna tear it up. That's what I want. That's gonna make me tear it up harder when you look at sexy.
And that's the problem. Don't no female want they? If I got a freshly done wrap in my hair, what makes you think I want you to pull on my hair and tear it up? And I mean, it's gonna get wild. Of course, the scar's probably gonna come off if I tie it up anyway. So it ain't no point in me really tying it up. But you gonna pay for it in the morning.
I mean, okay, I can feel that. I can feel that. But I'm just saying. I mean, cause my thing is, I mean. Didn't you get? Ain't you trying to look good for me?
See, yeah. I'm gonna just throw this out there. If I get 8 inches, I wouldn't really give a fuck about my hair. But since, yeah, the last dick I saw was not even an inch. It was still covered by the foreskin. I mean, that sounds bad, don't it?
Yeah, that sounds real fucked up. Hold on.
Serious.
Before you even get in that conversation, hold up. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Nothing.
What's up? Okay, Janine, now, we was embarking in this conversation, and I need to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man, you living together, right?
Uh-huh.
Getting ready to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
What is your attire when you come to bed?
You mean clothes?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hey, got two. Okay.
I don't sleep with clothes on. I mean, if I'm doing something special or something, you know, I get dressed
right.
up or something like that. But if I'm just like, it's a regular night and I'm just going to bed, I don't wear anything.
Okay, what about the hair? Do you put the scarf on?
I mean, I wear a scarf sometimes. Depends on what style my hair is, but it depends.
Okay.
Every night or nothing like that.
Okay, because see now, this is what I was saying. Thomas said I'm going to catch a lot of flack from this, but I just got to put it out there. I think that a lot of times a lot of men cheat because they want their woman to look sexy for them. Like I said, I'm not saying do the Beyonce every night, but you'll find a lot of times if you come home, you know what I'm saying, your man come home and he see you looking nice and, you know what I'm saying, smelling good and looking good, he's prone to stay home that night. Whereas you got them women that just, you know what I'm saying? I don't get no fuck. Then the fucked up part is that you will look top notch to go anyplace else, but when you get home, now, I done seen you out, and I'm looking at you like, oh, okay, damn, my baby looking good. I get home, you got that motherfucker scarf on your head, you done kicked off the motherfucker, you done kicked the heels off, and now you got them old flat ass, no fluff ass motherfucking house shoes on. I mean, you like, God damn, what happened? Then your hair wrapped up, or better yet, you done pulled your half wig off, and now your hair all over your head. And you looking like, what the fuck? Why are you looking at the motherfucker that? Why are you looking at the motherfucker
that's outside? What you know about the half a wig?
Yeah, I thought I didn't know about that half a wig. I know about the half a wig.
It's just funny as hell because we say the same thing about men. Like, when you first get with a man, I'm sorry, because I decided, yeah, one day I was like, I'm not going to get him none right now. I'm just going to see where it's going. Yeah, I probably should have just checked it out the first time because it was a waste of my damn time. But most dudes, don't nobody want to see y'all in no baggy drawers all the time either. Like, we want y'all to, like, make us feel special, too. You hollering at you want a woman.
Okay, hold on, baby. Hold on. Hold on, LaFonda. LaFonda, you mess with niggas that still wear raggedy drawers?
No, I'm just saying, this is general. Like, we don't understand. Y'all always hollering about y'all want us to make y'all feel special. And when y'all come home, y'all want to see us in some sexy shit. We want to see y'all in some sexy shit, too. Make us feel
okay,
sexy shit. Do a dance.
What's your,
let us make it rain on your ass.
What's your definition of sexy? What's your definition of sexy? A man putting on something sexy. What's your definition, LaFonda? Tell me.
Some silk boxers and... Shave the chest hair if you got it, because that shit is not attractive. I'm just saying. Like, I don't ask too much in a man to make me feel special. Shit, buy me some flowers. Put some rose petals on the bed and, like.
Okay, why am I going to put some rose petals on the bed and you finna bring your ass in there with that old funky, ugly gown and them motherfucking rollers in your head? I'm not putting
maybe
no rose petals on the bed for that.
If a man make us feel, if you be like, I got some special plan for you. I ain't gonna tell you what it is. We could be think we going out somewhere. Maybe. Oh, maybe you tell us something.
Get the hell out of here. You're gonna get attitude. I didn't get dressed up. I got dressed up and I ain't going nowhere. This is some bullshit.
Shit, not all women are like that. See, that's what I'm talking about. I just say this. Not all women are like that.
Some women
actually want to feel special so they feel like they dressing up for their man for a good reason instead of you dressing up for a no-good-ass nigga instead of dressing up for your man, because that's how some women feel. They feel like they, damn, this nigga don't do shit for me. Otherwise, when I first met him, he was whining and dining me and dressing all up and wearing nice boxes. Now he come to bed with some raggedy-ass clothes.
Whoa. Y'all do the same thing in the beginning. Y'all do the same thing. Once y'all figure y'all got him, that's when shit start going downhill. You don't give a fuck how you look then, because you already got him.
Right? I give a fuck how I look, because I walk out the house looking good every day, and I go to bed trying to look good. Now, if I got to go to work that night, I ain't going to look like shit. I'm going to go to sleep. Leave me the fuck alone if you know I got to go to work. If you know I'm working midnight, Don't fuck with me, especially if I ain't been asleep that whole entire day.
I'm gonna come put you to sleep.
You finna get something in the morning. Don't be coming home at 8 o'clock knowing I gotta get back up at 10 and try to knock it out the box, because that shit ain't gonna work.
Well,
where
you supposed to get up?
I don't do quickies. I want the full. You not finna give me no quickie. I want the full thing. You finna give me the full. I don't want no quickie. Not no 5 minutes. Not no
hold
quickie.
On now. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I understand what you're saying.
I don't have sex that damn often, so fuck that.
Okay, but now, see, then that's your problem. Whose fault is that? Could be instead.
It ain't my fault, because if his dick was so damn little, I probably wouldn't have that problem. But his shit
okay, we're not finna harp on that one man. Selena, what's up, baby?
I'm so fucking serious. I was so disappointed.
What's good? What's going on with you, Selena?
Not much.
Okay. You know, I ain't gonna go that with you, because I ain't heard from you in a minute. So how you doing, baby? I ain't gonna go that with you tonight.
Don't do it. I'm not.
We just gonna go into the topic. All right, baby. Check it out.
I'm just listening. Okay, but
since you pressed one, I gotta give you the same scenario.
Okay.
You living together, right? You finna get ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
What's your every night attire?
A dicky outfit.
You just want to bed in a dicky outfit? I'm damn sure leaving now. Yeah, all right, you stay right there, Mac 10. I'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Nah, my guy likes me in a hoodie, though, a black hoodie.
In the bed?
Yeah.
In the bed? You thugged out of ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Are you serious? You bullshitting, right? That's a joke,
nah.
Right? A hoodie.
That motherfucker wants you to sleep. Baby leg. Let me stop. I ain't going to even put it out there.
They got to be black, though. Look, ask.
Fuck that.
Hey, nigga, look up, man.
Nigga, she ain't got no
Shut the fuck up. That's what I call a good night.
Bring yourself. Well, you motherfucker. I forget who I'm talking to.
No, for real. When it's time to go to bed, it's time to go to bed. Just come to bed. Be cool. Go to sleep.
So he ain't got to wear the silk boxes or nothing like that.
No,
I
don't want no clothes on, no. No. Wet, ball naked.
As long as he got that fucking mask on, huh?
Yeah. Shut the hell up.
I'm gonna keep a ski mask in the car every time I see you. Hey, sex. I know what nerd you are.
Now,
oh, shit. Tina, what's happening? You still with us, Tina? I was trying to see, was Tina still with us?
Yes, I am.
No, okay. I ain't gonna get too far on you because I know your mouth still hurting. So now Tina, though, let me ask you, what you think now? We done heard silk draws. We done heard a goon mask with a pistol.
Oh God!
What's your eye? What's your idea? What a man should come to bed in?
Wife beater and some boxers.
Wife beater and some boxers. Okay. All right, I ain't tripping on that one. That's a little bit more conservative than a motherfucker goon mask and a motherfucker heater, but. Tom, what you think, dog? I'm too outdone with that one.
Man, I'm tripping on the ski mask, man.
That motherfucker say he covered a ski. But no, it ain't just the fact the ski mask, it's the pistol to the back of the head. That's going to get a motherfucker.
This is the only thing and the ski mask. I'm just so fucked up.
That's a little too freaky for me, man.
And she got a hoodie on.
Motherfucker might not take all the bullets out. Fuck around that silly squeeze one off.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck that. That's a little too kinky for me. You know what I mean?
That's boring. You're boring. Yeah.
Saving my life is boring.
Okay, I'll give you a gun. You got it up to my head. We fucking. Who to say you know what I'm saying? Who to say you ain't gonna accidentally squeeze the trigger? So she could be getting good as hell. You forget all about that motherfucker in your
and
hand.
And the gun go off.
I'm sitting there with a hole in my head.
What the fuck?
You came in at the same time.
When the gun go off, that's called foreplay.
You just came and went at the same time.
That's foreplay.
That's worse than choking. I'm be choking.
Now, hold on, dog. Hold on now. We did set the rules that anything goes in Sin City, so. Hey,
right.
Put
you not gonna choke me. I'm sorry. That's off limits right there. I don't even play that.
Yeah, I'll choke you and you love it. And you would love it. I would grab
what
you by your neck and you
this dude asked me, he's like, Do you want me to smack you? So I'm thinking he's talking about my ass. Why he smacking me in my damn face though? I was so pissed off.
you pissed him off a long time ago. He tried to get your ass back.
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. Speaking of that, now, just give me your opinion. I'm going to tell you what I thought about it. Somebody told me, I was watching something, or somebody told me or something like that. I can't remember how I found out about it. But a woman said that men love to slap them on the ass while they fucking, because that's the only time they can hit them and get away with it.
That's probably true. They can say
that's
as hard as you, because it's a turn on, too, on top of that. It's a turn on to get smacked. I'm sorry, that shit feels good as hell to me.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but it feels good as hell to me.
Yeah, I think that's just a turn on thing, man. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I got some nice size hands, and I, man, I don't, that. Don't be yellow. I don't give a fuck if you're black. I'm gonna put my handprint on that ass.
That shit feel good. I don't know. But you're not for the same. That shit pisses me off.
Now, hold on. Now, I've heard some women that just don't like that at all. I'm gonna ask Baby Leg. Baby Leg.
What's up, Megan?
Baby Leg, you smack that ass.
Hell yeah, y'all smack that ass, nigga, and I get to rap into her ass. I don't talk dirty. I flow.
You flow.
You really a damn fool. You
know what? Now hold up, dog. Hold up. Real talk. Hey, man. Hey, y'all need to check out SinCity.Spruce.com. We got a motherfucker on there. Baby, man, this shit gonna kill you, dog. Motherfucker on there fucking the shit out of bitch and was rapping the whole time. Never missed the motherfucking lyric or nothing, dog. He rapped about a good 5-10 minutes, and he fucked the shit out of it. The whole time he rapped. I mean, he busted a freestyle. And the nigga sound pretty damn good.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wow.
I'll drop up and slap the shit out of him.
Who? You talking about, it was somebody standing out here? He walked down all the way down
there. Real, dog. I mean, you got to check it out, dog. I mean,
yes.
Old boy, he be buster. Thank you, goodness, grief, dog, motherfucker, dog, he is busting us down. You hear me? And bust the motherfucking freestyle. His boy taping it, dog. This motherfucker, he pumping and ain't. I mean, you know how you look like you about to nut, but the motherfucker just don't stop rapping.
No, he didn't, and was flowing.
Just go on the video. Just say, motherfucker spitting a freestyle while fucking. That was, hey, hell yeah. It's like on page 8. I even tell you where it's at. It's like on page 8. 7 or 8. It's on one of them pages.
I get my dick so to start and bust out with some Rick Ross on that ass.
Mm-hmm. Every day I'm hustling.
Well, I see what on that note. Let's go into a song, man.
I
make y'all off of this.
Get some Two Live Crew, be so horny.
No, y'all so fucking crazy. Y'all motherfuckers ain't horny. Y'all perverted.
Girl,
right, y'all. Welcome back. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Okay. This was for the ladies. All right, let's say you meet a guy, right? You meet a guy. You ain't liking him, but you want to sex him. You know it's a one-night stand. You know it's going to lead to a one-night stand. It's going to be a one-night stand. Off death. How do you set it up? What do you do? Do you do anything extra? If you know it's going to be a one-night stand?
To make it not a one-night stand?
No. I'm saying, you know it's a one-night stand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, you walk down the street, you met a dude, you invite him over because you want to fuck him.
Right.
And that's it. Just that one time. Do you do anything extra?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody understand what I'm saying?
Like, sexually?
It's basically a one-night stand, right?
Right. It's a one-night stand. You know it's a one-night stand. You just want to hit him, that's all.
Yeah, that's the only thing I want him to do. Give me some good dick for one night and leave me the fuck alone. Don't contact me. You ain't got to say nothing else to me. If you see me, you can speak to me, but we going to pretend like we never did anything.
But I'm saying, though, my question is, how do you set it up? You invite him over.
I might just call him and be like, look, I want this to be a one-night thing only. Don't catch no feelings. Don't fall in love with the pussy. Just beat it up and go on about the business.
So you're gonna tell him up front. You're going to tell him right on the spot. It's a one-time thing.
It's a one-time thing. If I want it to be a one-time thing, that's what it's going to be.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, now, you know, I mean, all right. I'm going to tell you like this. If you came to me like that, and I'm finna come to you kind of raw, too. But I'm going to be like, hey, you know, I mean, because a lot of women be like, well, he just said anything to me. Because if you come to me like that, shit, so you are sucking my dick, right?
Yeah.
You're sucking my dick as soon as I get in the dough. I mean,
because
we don't have
this
conversation.
Because
I feel like
if
you...
It's going to be on my rules. If I set it up, it's going to be on my rules. I want the whole entire deal. I don't do anal, but I want the whole entire deal. Like, I want to suck some dick, I want to fuck, and I want to go on about my business.
Oh, okay, because, I mean, I'm just saying, I want you saying, oh, that was such a disrespectful act of what you said.
If
was disrespectful,
it's
just going
to be what I want it to be. It's not going to be what you want it to be. It's going to be what I want to be, and of course, I'm going to want to give some head. That's just it. I mean, somebody sees something wrong with that, that's on them. I don't really care. It's my body. I can do whatever I want with it, but some females might think that I'm disrespecting myself, but it's my body to do whatever I want to do with it. If I want to have a one-night stand and suck some dick and fuck, then that's on me.
That's all you're going to get up out of me.
You know what, you stupid as hell. Why?
Right up. Hey, baby,
you ain't
got
to speak to me. Even if you never speak to me again, I know I got some good dick.
I ain't look at your
out.
Ass no more.
Shit.
I see you. All right,
hold on. Hold on, LaFonda, hold on. I mean, I want to get every female's perspective on this. Janine, what about you? How do you set the one-night stand up? You know it's a one-night stand, but he don't.
Well, I'm going to set it up to where I just, he ain't going to know
sound
my
like me.
Or know my phone number.
You ain't going to give me your number?
No. We either meet at a hotel, I'm going to do it like it's like a, I don't know, like I'm a secret agent or some shit. I don't know shit. He's going to give me a room, an address, where I need to go. And that's it. Or at his house or whatever.
All right. What about you, Tina? How you set your one-night stand up?
I don't know. I can't say that I really just sat there and was like, okay, I'm just going to have a one-night stand. Like, I don't plan it.
Okay, you don't plan it? Okay,
all right. Okay, dog, I need to say something. To all them that be talking about us and that we ain't shit, I'm going to dedicate this to the women. for all y'all women to say that men ain't shit and I'm sitting here listening to y'all, I got to tell you.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
I mean, it happens like that. You sometimes.
Let me ask. Why is it when a man do it, he ain't shit, but when a woman do it, I just have to get mine off.
That ain't even it though. Sometimes you have sex with somebody and you just might not talk to them no more. Like y'all might go for a relationship, like try to talk to each other, like I'm trying to be with you type relationship, and y'all might have slept together at one time, but he lost your interest or you lost interest in her, and it becomes a one night stand. I mean, everybody did that shit, and if they say they haven't, they lying their ass off. Cause
I agree with you. If I met a female through Tama, I mean, we had a one night stand. That was it. I'm gonna call back to Tama. I'm gonna tell him.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
That was it. She gave me what I wanted. Cool, no problem.
But I want to go back to your question.
What's that?
How come it's viewed differently when a man does it, but when a woman does it? It's like, it's my pussy. I can do what I want to do with it.
Because
but then when you hear your boy or your
around,
brother talking about it, he a dog ass motherfucker.
Because the same way it's a double standard when women, like, if I dated you and I slept with your boy, but you didn't really know it and you found out she a hoe, she a slut, she slept with some of everybody, but it's okay for y'all to do it. And we not supposed to judge y'all at all.
Let me ask something. Is you going to fuck both of us again?
You know what? I ain't gonna say no because I don't want nobody to be like, damn, she a slut.
Sure,
I don't say if I wanted to have a threesome like that, I probably would just to be like, okay, I had my threesome, so I ain't gotta do that no more. Even though most people think that's a damn train, I've been told that that's the train, that if you have two dudes sleep with you at the same time, that's a train. And I could have
that's not a train.
Three people.
That's not a train at all.
That's good
level. But I'm gonna let you know a little secret, LaFonda. If we was talking, if you was my woman, and I found out you fucked my boy,
yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
I wouldn't do no shit like that if you was my man. But I mean, if I'm single,
the question he just asked you though.
No, it's not. Well, I didn't hear the question right. So, no, if I'm in a relationship, honestly, with none of his friends, I mean, if I'm going to do something, it's going to be something exclusive as hell, and he ain't going to never
find out. LaFonda, baby, I'm going to tell you, this is what you do. If you and Father Town together, you creep off with me, I'm going to tell you, this is just what you do. We kick back after, you know, we do what we do. You go home, and this is what you do.
Snap that pussy back. Keep cap for the.
Just be on your way. He'll never know. That's all you got to do. Come on. Do that. Hey, once you do that, you good, baby. That's all you got to do. Now go to any one of y'all ladies out here that y'all feel like I'm going to get with Cass and Father Ty might get mad. Don't do that. Just come back, go to the crib, get your vinegar.
Snap that pussy back. Two cat pulls it.
And I ain't saying shit.
I didn't even hear the whole damn thing, but I got a comment for you, though. You're the dog, motherfucker!
I know you said something crazy.
I just don't understand it. Why do men, like, after they didn't got some ass from a female, why you got to go back and tell your damn boys? Why you can't keep your mouth closed? Maybe she was talking to one of your boys, or maybe she was talking to somebody that know her man.
We play a role.
You're not supposed to run your mouth. Like, I don't like no dude who talk more.
Well, I ain't going to tell a damn thing, but wait a minute, hold up. I'm going to let my man get on there. Frank Madman Nitty, what's happening, dude?
What's good with y'all?
What's up, man? Now the ladies, they asked those questions, dog. Did you hear a question?
I think I did. Repeat it again, please.
I said, why do men, after they slept with a chick, they got to go back and tell everybody they fucked up? Like, you're not supposed to search shit you shouldn't share.
Now, first off, you lumping all men into one category. All men ain't like that.
I said, why do men?
Why yeah. do men? Some niggas got haters just in involved in their system. It's just all in their DNA. So if I fuck you and I'm gonna be put myself in that hypothetical situation where I'm the nigga that's telling everybody, I fuck you, and I'm telling everybody else so they can A, know that I hit it, or B, know that I hit it and don't want to hit it because I hit it. So then, it's like a hang move. It's like
so they heard it.
Hey, look, I'm fucking her. I'm fucking her. So don't nobody else touch her. You know what I'm saying? But on the slide, because you know, once a nigga, a lot of niggas going, well, I ain't fucking if he fucked her. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the reasons. It's several reasons. Then some niggas just don't get none, so they got to tell everything they get.
That's
yeah, right.
Though.
You know what?
Because it makes you not want to come back.
When that happens to me, LaFonda, when that happened to me, you know what I tell my boys?
Damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Nitty, let me ask you about, you said something, man, that I kind of want to ask about, because now, us as men, and you know what I know it, we all know it, we all got this pride thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we and I know we all have probably fucked around with somebody that we liked, but we really just didn't say that we really liked them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You kind of like, you know, you like, damn, you know, because of, you know what I'm saying? Because of the way we built, you know, that might come off as a sign of weakness. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, a lot of brothers will step back and be like, man, you know, I don't give no fuck about it. But then when your boy do hit that ass, you sitting there looking, then you got that stupid-ass look on your face. I mean, my thing is this. I am man enough to say, hey, look here, I like that one. That one off limits. I mean, can you honestly just be like, hey, man, no, she off limits, dog. I mean, without it being a hater thing, it's just simple fact, I like her. I like
oh,
her.
Wow.
She's off limits.
Go ahead.
No, nah, in the same token, she ain't your old lady. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't even around each other like that. But that's just something like, okay, I can see myself coming back there, you know, next week. And I damn sure don't want him to interfere with me coming back next week. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you be man enough to tell your guy? Because, you know, your guy will, I mean, you know, your guy, he really gonna, he gonna tell you, hey, man, I want to fuck her. I mean, will you let your pride get in the way and say, I don't give no fuck? Will you just come out and say, hey, man, no, I kind of like this one, man. No, that one kind of off limits.
I don't know if that's a non-man thing or something, but hell no, I ain't telling this off limits. Why? Because if she go, she gone. That's the saying I've been going with forever. Like, if she worth me coming back to, then when my guy come, he don't know I got feelings or I'm feeling her like that anyway because that's my homie. You know what I'm saying? He know me. From birth, you know what I'm saying? But if she go, she gone. That means I ain't going to catch no feelings because she done fucked him. So I know she's probably not a slut bag, but she ain't seeing me like I'm seeing her. Or, hey, keep me in line then. Shit, fuck that. You fuck him. Shit, holler at me when you're done.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, wait a minute. If you not telling the female how you feel, how she supposed to know? If you just coming over there, oh, yeah, it's just a fuck name to him. I don't know if he's feeling me, but I'm trying to find somebody who really is. But you not telling me how you feel.
Because women play too many motherfucking games. You
so
be knowing.
Me and you too. Me,
you
me
be
and
knowing.
You
no, let me answer your question. I'm fixing to answer your question. Don't interrupt me. I'm telling you what I'm telling you. Because women, I'm going to say the majority of women, but there is a group of women that know already, this nigga feeling me. And they just waiting on the motherfucker to say, yeah, I'm feeling you. Instead of just, respond, react, let a nigga know where it's at. Instead, y'all sit there and go, girl, he ain't saying shit, so shit, I'm going to go ahead and fuck his boy. I'm saying, gee, I'm,
Do I have to say that?
I feel you, Nitty.
I feel you. So then the next time when you see her, you don't have attitude, then you probably fuck around and be more like this. You ain't going to be lovey-dovey. You probably going to be more this kind of way.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
See, and then, you know, man, I'm going to put it to you this way. I ain't talking just because I'm thinking, oh, this is like, I can speak from experience. I want to put the bitch name out there because she hurt my heart. Yeah, I said it on the radio nationally. She hurt my motherfucking heart.
Well, listen, you can say whatever you want to.
I'm putting her out there. I was feeling this girl, right? And
right.
It turns out that she was dealing with one of my guys long, long time back in high school. I mean, back in grammar school or some shit. It don't even count shit, that type of shit. But
right.
This girl, like, wow, like, and I'm trying to show her. She come through. She blessed me a couple times. I bless her a couple times and shit. Went to her son's birthday party and shit. You know, we kicked it. You know, and I'm saying in that process, in any man process, if a female call you and say, come to my son's birthday party, and you the only nigga there representing, then you pretty much seeing it like she feeling me, like I'm feeling her.
Right.
I would.
Right.
That's how I would see it.
Yeah, I didn't look at that.
Yeah, some things that's left unsaid, because, you know what I'm saying, but when the shit hit the fan, when it came down time to, are you still wearing your options, baby? Because when it was put out there, like, well, baby, I'm trying to get at you, woo-woo-woo. Well, I'm saying, damn, I'm trying to do this and do that and woo-woo-woo-woo. So that's why when men go through that experience, and it's not just that scenario, but it's a different scenario, the same pretty much ending. That's why we don't tell y'all, LaFonda, anymore. That's why we just give up on that shit. Because the average female, if an ugly chick could run up to you and say, oh, I'm feeling you, why can't a pretty chick do it? You know what I'm saying? Why can't
true,
you come? You know what I'm saying?
You
we fucking, and I'm starting to have feelings for you. Well, I'm not doing it no more. It's over with. You
now,
got
Nitty,
to tell me.
Nitty,
let me
Nitty on
real.
On your behalf, we ain't going to call her name out because you said you don't want to call her name out. But on your behalf, Sin City want to tell old girl that did you wrong.
Fuck
this
fuck
one
you, man. Your possum face, motherfucker.
Hello there.
And I guarantee you, Nitty, you ain't fucking with it no more, right? You ain't fucking with it no more, right?
Hell no.
So I mean, if she show up and want to give me some, I probably take some, but. As far as trying to lay up with the guy, hell no, I'm straight on that.
So basically, this is what you did.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's what I thought.
When your career jump off and you see her on the street somewhere, this is what you tell her.
I'm Rick James, bitch. This is a celebration, bitch.
That's real talk.
That's real
motherfucking
talk.
I just think men play games the same way women play games. Not all women in
women start
games,
women play games
men.
First though. Women start that shit
right.
First. A man don't hold on, LaFonda. A man doesn't go in looking to play games. He start playing games when he figure out she playing motherfucking games. Well, then he going to play the same game she playing.
Well, we
figure out just
with you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to come correct to you. I'm like, I'm feeling you. Like, I want to see where it can go. If it can't go nowhere, at least I got a good friend about it. I'm not going to fuck you over. Now, if you choose to fuck me over and I found out, like, damn, I thought we were talking and, damn, he fucked this bitch. For real? Like, he could have just asked me for something for that.
LaFonda, I'm going to tell you exactly what that man thinking. I'm going to tell you exactly what he's going to tell you.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Okay, hold on. Hey, all right, Janine, Tina, we got y'all on the line, too. I mean, I want to hear from another woman's point of view. Janine, I'm going to start with you. I mean, is you feeling what LaFonda's saying?
I didn't even hear what she said.
No, man, she was, well, damn. What the hell? I was serious. Oh, shit. I feel like Kevin Hart. Well, see, now you got me at a loss of words because I didn't expect you to say that. Shit. No, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, because she like, okay, well, damn, LaFonda, explain this shit. Say what you see.
Okay, basically, I said, if I like to do it, I'm going to tell him. But, yeah, I'm going to tell you if I'm feeling you. If I'm feeling you, that's just it. I'm going to see where it can go. I'm going to ask you, can you see where it can go? But if you fucking up bitch, like, seriously, what the fuck am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to sit there and be like, okay, it's cool, he fucked another bitch, but we just talking. No, it's not cool.
See, y'all ask for too much, man. It's crazy. That's just not fair. Like, just because, I mean, seriously, if we ain't laying down the blueprints as we going into this as a couple or trying to be a couple, then why do you expect me to just stop fucking who I'm fucking because I'm fucking you? I mean, especially if you telling me you feeling me. Like, that's, like, absurd. That's like me walking up to a female in the club and hollering at her, you know, whatever, maybe that night, maybe a week from now, you know, from then, or, you know what I'm saying, we lay up, you know, sleep together. And I'm just like, all right, well, you know, all the niggas that you might be fucking, that's over with. How do I expect that?
Why is it okay for dudes to be like, okay, say for instance, so y'all get mad when we hold out though. If you, we just sitting there talking, we ain't got to fuck then. We just talking.
We can talk on the phone. We can talk on the phone.
I feel like phone. I just have to spread my legs if that's how it's gonna be. We can go on a date and see if we feeling each other and keep on going on dates until you be like, okay, I'm feeling you too. I feel like that's stupid and that's like game plan. Like, seriously, if I'm telling you I'm feeling you, I don't usually tell dudes that. I play dudes the same way they play me. If you want to play little games, I'm like, okay, yeah, it is what it is. That's how I talk to most dudes. I end that shit real quick. And
blame that on technology. Blame that shit on technology. Don't blame that on no men. It ain't our fault that everything you can do outside at the shows and at the club and everything, you can do right at the crib. You put on motherfucker. You got DVDs. They got the same damn movies right down the street for $2. Come watch it. Come on, you want to see motherfucking Lion King 3D? It ain't gonna be a 3D, but we can watch this shit at the crib. I got a film. I got motherfucking weed. I can rub your feet while we watching this shit. That's why I'm saying now we at the crib and we doing this like speed process thing. And it ain't like we a couple, so we not gonna see each other every day or every other day and fuck or might fuck, and then we get tired of each other and say, all right, baby, for a week we ain't gonna fuck because we're gonna make each other excited again and shit. It ain't like that. It's like, okay, I might see you today, and I might not. But if I see you,
all right,
I hope we can fuck.
So, Nitty, in other words, what you telling me?
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Bottom line.
They just don't make real G's like they used to.
I just feel like this. Why should I keep on, if I'm telling you I'm feeling you, evidently I'm putting myself out there. I don't want to talk to nobody else but you if I'm telling you, because I don't usually tell dudes that I'm feeling them at all. If I'm feeling you, it's a reason why I'm telling you I'm feeling you.
That's cool.
All right. Hold on.
That's playing games, though. If you're feeling me, why wouldn't you tell me? You going
to
wait for me to tell you?
If I'm telling you I'm feeling you, it's a reason why I'm telling you I'm feeling you.
Oh, okay.
But
does that mean that I'm just speaking for anybody. So when you say, all right, I'm feeling you, am I supposed to feel you back because you're feeling me?
I don't know, but damn, tell me if you're not feeling me. Don't sit there and be like, oh, yeah, she told me she's feeling me, so I guess I'm going to get some ass and be like, deuces.
I'm saying because I haven't been in that situation. I'll tell you, I'm going to be 100 with you, like, I'm feeling you for the moment. I don't know about all that long-term shit, but
see,
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you that.
Putting myself out there like that because that's ridiculous. Like, seriously, it's like people say if you sleep with too many men, you a slut, you a hoe, you a tramp. But then when you trying to, like, get with a dude, it's like it's too many damn head games for me, and I don't like this shit. Like, don't play head games for me. Either you like me or you don't. Either you trying to be with me or you not.
Jesus.
Them head games you processing yourself.
No, I don't think I'm processing myself because I feel like this. If you feeling me, you eventually you will be like, okay, damn, let me see what it do with her. I ain't just finna keep on stringing her along until I find something better.
But sometimes I don't look at that as stringing you along. I'm just look at that like we got our relationship. We whatever we trying to do, we going to do on our time and our terms. But anything outside of that, I'm still in the process of dating. So that means that because I done met you and it's like two other females that might be potential, say, wifey. Like, I might wife her or wife her. I got to see. And you want me to say, all right, well, fuck them and go through whatever you said. I say, we go through this process like two years, maybe 2-3 months. Now, this 2-3 months that I could have been interviewing these two as well as you and making an elimination process.
Hold on. Nitty, did you say interview?
Yeah,
I love that, man.
I like that.
Yes, he did.
I like that. At the end of the day, that's what it is. It's an interview for a job, pretty much. At the end of the day, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Females, seriously. That shit blows me because it's okay for a dude to do it, but the minute a female do it and the dude that she talking to find out, oh, she a slut. Fuck her.
Because this is the process that y'all don't get. I don't understand it. Stop fucking with that nigga and that nigga that know him. You fuck with that nigga and that nigga on that side of the town that he don't know. And if the dude pump heads and say, oh, somebody said you fuck, I don't even know that nigga. It's a better lie. Instead, y'all fuck a nigga and then go, well, he was trying to talk to me, but I was talking to you, but you fucked up, so I'm going to fuck him. Now, you fuck him out of revenge. Now, you're done fucking him. You're stupid. I mean, you're done with him. He's stupid for trying, you know, you're back over here with dude, and now he going, oh, bitch, you fuck me, and then you going to go back to that nigga off in the hate. Y'all put yourselves in that shit. Whereas we... Look, it's going to be this girl from the north side. It's going to be that girl over there on the south side. It's going to be her with the car, her across the street. I can get too easy. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be process. You ain't going to know her. I'm not. Why would I want y'all to even be? Y'all going to bump heads. It's going to be by accident. Y'all be fucking
right.
Don't say that. Don't know if you know by accident because I've done that one. Oh, trust me, I've done that one where I was talking to a dude and he was talking to somebody else that wasn't even from Indiana. She was from Chicago. And I don't know how we got into the conversation. She spoke to me one day, and
so you ask.
We had a conversation. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did not ask because I didn't know.
You asked. One of y'all asked, motherfucker. That's what y'all do. Y'all get to become mutual friends and shit. Be like,
how
you know Nitty? Oh, shit. Because we fucking. Why you asking?
Hold up, man. We got other women on here now. We got to see. I want to hear everybody's opinion. Janine, I ain't never get a chance to hear you because you was like, I don't know what the hell she said. But, Janine, is this kosher for you, what she's saying?
I don't do none of that, and I don't tell my feelings, so. Lucky if I tell my feelings after a year.
A year? God damn. Show this hard out here for a pimp fucking with the day.
That's your answer right there, LaFonda. Motherfuckers don't want to tell you, so why the hell I'm going to tell you? Shit.
If I become cold-hearted, then
they'd
be like, damn, this bitch act like something wrong with
her.
I can show I care about somebody without telling them. They know. You know. I don't have to say
exactly what I'm
feeling this person, and I should know he feeling me, and he should know I'm feeling him.
That one I concur with.
You ain't got to say it every fucking time that you see me. Oh, I'm feeling you. I mean, you don't know what's
that. No, I don't say that. Now, that's one thing I don't do. If I tell you in the beginning, I ain't going to do it no more. You should just know then. Okay, damn.
Father, put it there. You know what? I'm going to end this one. If a woman don't tell me she feeling me, then you know what? I don't give a fuck. Cause I can
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
I don't give a fuck about no goddamn feelings. Well, jack off, bitch, I don't need you. I can satisfy my goddamn self.
But go ahead, man. You got to get Tina, man. Get Tina. Tina ain't gave her opinion yet. Tina?
Yes.
What's your opinion on it?
Okay. I'm sorry. There was so much stuff going on. What question are you trying to ask me?
Tina is watching TV on her ass. Tina ain't paying no attention. Tina is on TiVo right now.
All right, Tina, this is the question.
Yeah. Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm just kidding. What? Tell me the question, man. You still there, dog?
Who, me?
I was talking
okay,
to
you. Okay, well, why are people trying to form relationships when you first meet somebody anyway? How do you even know that's the person you want
to
be with?
Exactly.
But if I know
you talking
like,
about you feeling somebody, okay, you don't need to know that. Y'all still learning. You don't even know him yet. I mean, how long before you saying you feeling him? Is it a month? 2 months?
No, I had known him for like a long, like he was one of my brother's friends. And maybe I shouldn't have took it there either. That was probably a problem, too, that he was one of my brother's friends. But if I'm telling you I'm feeling you, it's a reason why I'm telling you. I ain't just, okay, damn, out of the blue, it just came out of the blue. I didn't know you for like 14 years. You've been hanging around my brother, coming in the house, eating every damn day, of course. I see you every day. I'm feeling you. I know how you act. I know how you treat women.
So what would this respond?
Let's see. We fucked for about, I mean, we didn't initially started fucking because he was like, man, I ain't trying to have your brother kill me. We was in a relationship for about 2 months, and then he was like, I'm bored.
Did he
get over.
Did he
We had sex.
He wasn't even concerned about your brother when he said that.
So
your brother was a what they say, your brother was a dumb motherfucking factor.
He was just giving his left option out. Well, fuck, that's what he was doing. Like,
right.
He said, shit don't work. Your brother tripping.
Right.
That's what that was. That was your sign right there. Like, if you tripping about my brother, nigga, then you should have knew. Well, see, that, I mean, there's certain signs that we want, y'all want to, like, overlook, like, all right, I'm going to just play that one off. Maybe he didn't mean. Yes, we did mean that. When you say, I love you, and we say, that's good, baby, we mean that. We ain't want to tell you that shit back, straight up. You know, keep pushing
it.
Because eventually, when we say this shit, you're going to be mad. Like, you didn't have to say this shit. I said this shit because you kept asking me to. Damn. But you know what I'm saying? It's just real talk. Like, a nigga's going to say what he's going to. All right, put it this way. It's two women. It's the that I'm going to bring and meet. I mean, it's the woman that I'm going to meet, let my mama meet, and it's the woman that I'm going to sneak past my mama. You feel me?
Oh, wow.
That's how you know how a nigga feeling. Now, you might have had a little issue because you probably knew his mama or whatever, and then, you know, that was a little false hope right or whatever. But, I mean, it is what it is. There's some females that you're going to, ma, this is, whoa, 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 I'm proud. Like that bitch. That
right,
Frank,
let me cut you off, man. You giving up too many secrets, man.
Oh, my bad, man. My bad.
You see what's happening? If we was to play games with a dude, he'd be pissed off, and we'd be every type of bitch there is, and whole slut, tramp, and everything else. But when a dude do it,
hold on,
LaFonda,
calm down. This is a fun show.
I know that, but I'm just saying, we love you here. You ain't gotta
keep saying that. We love you here. Everybody, not LaFonda. Let him go. Say
I'm
woosah
learning.
And let him go.
I'm learning.
Say woosah and let him go.
This is like the first time I've really been in like
a relationship. Like, that was my first, like, real, I had puppy love before, but I really liked him. Like, there's a difference. Like, when you really like somebody, you don't want to get hurt by that person. And I just said, fuck it after that. Like, I ain't even trying to take it that no more.
Okay, well, I mean, my father, just let it go. I mean, relax. from 8:30 to 10 o'clock, just let it go. Because we, first of all, me, Nitty, Timer, we didn't do it. We didn't do it.
I didn't say you did it.
I'm just saying, just calm down. You just get, boy, you get to think about what that boy did.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I mean, every week we hear you rant. We hear you. You would start off just the sweetest person. Hey, y'all, how you doing? Now, let me just tell you. Wait a minute. Just rest for 1 second. By the end of the night, because the motherfucker, he didn't do me right. And LaFonda, baby, it's okay. Let him go.
No, it is not okay. But
from 8:30 to 10, let him go. All right? From 8:30 to 10, let him go. They're on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 10. Let him go.
Oh, shit. Yep, let him go.
Let him go.
Smile right now, LaFonda. Smile.
I am smiling. I've been smiling the whole entire time.
Nitty. Just tell her, man. Tell her, let it go.
Let it go. Look, let me say it in my sexy voice. The father.
We love you around here, baby. And we mean that.
Nigga, please.
Every week, I take in what y'all say and I just apply it.
All right, well, apply that one. Let it go. Let it go. That's the slogan for the day, LaFonda. Let it go.
Need that Waiting to Exhale soundtrack.
No, I don't. I need to put on my Hit Crew Face CD and put in six star tricks, for real. All
right.
Okay, well, put that in. Do what you do. Just let it go. You know what, LaFonda? Now, I'm going to tell you. Father Time been bucking for it. You need to go on down there to Minnesota with Father Time. He'll set you right. You come back with a smile on your face.
That's right. LaFonda?
Listen to me now. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father, I'm gonna be your friend, I'm gonna be your lover. But you gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
And he mean shit too. That's the crazy part. He mean that shit.
From the bottom of my heart. For sure.
Oh, shit. I see my girl Sunshine listening. She ain't pressed once, so I guess she ain't want to talk to us today. She probably still at work. That one forgot more jobs than she's making.
Fucking up people's checks. That's what she doing. Fucking up people's checks. I told her they going to drive a school bus through that motherfucker.
You just get her to get out and say something to your ass, ain't
she? She ain't pressing one yet, but I make her press one.
All right, well, check this out, dog. Before we get off here, you know, you, we ain't had no chronicle for today. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had no chronicle. So you know who I'm finna hit up. I don't even know why she's waiting on me to say it. She know I'm finna say her name.
Hold on before you say her name. Hold on, let me set it up for you. Let me set it up for you.
Janae, what you been doing this week? Nitty,
why y'all
gotta
ask
gotta
me
tell you.
What I've been doing?
Nitty, I gotta tell you, my girl Jadine, this the wildest woman you ever want to meet in your life.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She got a story for us. What you and your boo was doing this weekend, Jadine?
Oh, my goodness. Why do you always want to put me on the spot? I was fucking him in his truck with my heels on.
Oh, yeah?
Realize I'm too old for this shit.
You realize you're too old for this shit.
Yes.
You realize why you was fucking?
Yes.
Every thought to have.
What happened? Your legs gave out.
What'd you say?
I said, what happened? Your legs gave out.
Hell yeah, the motherfuckers was burning. Them heels on. Shit.
She thought she was doing Zumba.
Yeah.
I tell
in the middle
you, boy.
Of the, in the middle of the day.
In the middle of
you
the
know,
day.
You know you be nervous. People might be coming outside checking their mailboxes and shit. And they see
man,
you bouncing and rocking.
That's just ass in the air. That ain't even shower. No, they ain't watching no see. That's just ass.
Why is that truck bouncing
and
going back and forth like this?
Hey, the women talking about, that see, that's just nasty. The husband talking about, mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to watch a little bit more. I'm going to watch the police get here. Look at all that ass.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why you talking about call the police? Husband like, no, hold on, Nancy. You know it, man. Are you in them people's business?
Hey, no, he just,
folks ain't done nothing to you.
He didn't tell her, bitch, go get in the truck. You go get in the truck. Shit, I'm so tired of this shit. Bitch, you go get in the truck. That's the problem now. This the one with the rollers in her head, that damn holy ass motherfucker, the house, the flat ass. Nitty, before we get off there, I gotta ask you, dog.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. Check this out, dog. We was harping on this earlier. Now, me personally, I said, man, the reason that a lot of motherfuckers stray off is because when they come home, man, they women ain't looking up the park. Now, me, I said, you ain't got to be on your Beyonce every motherfucking day. But damn, do you feel we got to be subjected to these motherfucking curlers, these motherfucking rags across their head and these old-ass motherfucking gowns with these flat-ass house shoes? You know the house shoes I'm talking about, the ones that used to be fluffy, but they done warm so much that the motherfuckers just flat now.
Yeah, like the bottom of a foot sole and shit, yeah.
Right. I mean, I said, man, I mean, you can do the simplest thing to keep a man's attention. I'm going to tell you right now, we're a sucker for fucking pink. We're a sucker for pink. You get some motherfucking pretty pink house shoes, little gown. That's it. We good. And take that damn rag off your head, we good. You ain't gotta have the negligee or the lingerie on every night. Something just make you look good. I mean, them shoes make y'all motherfuckers look dirty. I'm sorry, if you got them old ass, and what is them motherfucking shoes called that the motherfuckers, that a lot of motherfuckers in the nursing home wear? What is them
you
shoes, them little rubber ass shoes?
You
talking about quiet? Man, take them motherfuckers off.
Yeah, them some bitches. Them is some ugly ass shoes.
You walk your ass around me with them damn shoes on all day.
Hold on a second, man. What he's asking you is, okay, now he made a statement earlier saying that some men, not all men, cheat because they woman upkeep ain't right.
You know
how
what?
How you feel about that?
That's something,
but I'm going to tell you this like this, and all the females probably can attest to it. You know, there's a lot of times when you'll see a motherfucking nigga fuck the ugliest bitch in the world on a woman. Like, just get the pussy. Like, if y'all as women would just take your jobs a little more seriously, you'd be all right. Like, therefore, you thinking your man is going to go out and fuck somebody? Fuck him before he leave. He come in, fuck him when he come in. I mean, it's just a process. If you're tired of fucking, run a dick. But it is what it is. You're trying to keep his process. But, hey, I done been out and said, man, my woman fucking me good. Even if I tried to fuck him, I couldn't even come in the house because you'd be trying to get some dick.
and I'll be stuck on trying to get up because I'm tired of this. I just fuck this bitch. Throw that pussy around a little bit more. You can walk around with curlers on and your panties on all day long. The nigga ain't going nowhere like shit. Every time my bitch get on hard, I'm gonna just bounce her ass right now. Hell no. It is the truth is the light. Y'all stop fucking a little more. Stop using that shit against us. Stop trying to process that shit like it's some shit you working for. That shit is a part of, look, you get a nut, I get a nut. That shit should be even. Ain't no you extra because you got a pussy. That's not fair. Y'all throw that shit around a little more like you was before we became a couple. That shit will last.
I think y'all lying on women. I don't believe women do that. I think y'all just lying. I don't believe women just be telling y'all no like that. Talking about headaches and shit.
Well, wait a minute, hold on.
Let me stop.
So, because you on your piss, just like that excuse, I'm on my piss. So, for
well,
7 days.
I'm sorry. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Shit,
why I'm
on that? You gonna get some head. I'm sorry. You ain't gonna walk your ass out there. And you know I'm on my pee. And damn, she on her pee. I ain't gonna get enough for about 5 days. Let me go ahead and go fuck somebody else. You gonna get some head before you leave the house. I'm gonna make sure you nut before you leave that damn house.
I hear you talking, but it's just not translating yet.
A lot of motherfuckers don't trans like that. I mean, because you sitting there like, okay, yeah, I'm a sucker dick. I mean, you, okay, let me ask.
But someone's not into it, and I'm one of the women that's just into it.
Hold on, LaFonda, baby, let me ask a question first. If you got attitude, if you mad at him, and whatever the case is, would you still suck his dick?
If he's about to leave the house, hell yeah, because he ain't finna go do whatever I think he finna go do.
Y'all had an argument. He ain't even left out. Y'all had an argument. I mean, motherfucker, just, yeah, y'all mad. But now he walk up to you like, hey, I get my dick up.
He ain't gonna
ask.
She's
gonna
be like,
hell
no.
No,
answer
no,
is
no, because I've had that happen before, so no.
You say he ain't gonna ask you that.
He ain't gonna ask me like that. Ain't no dude ever asked me no shit like that before.
Whatever. Hey, I know you're mad, and I know me and you ain't saying out of eyes, but look, yeah. What you gonna do with that?
Let me piggyback on something we talked about earlier a few shows ago. How come when, if I'm mad at you, you give me some ass, I'm cool. But when you mad at me, I give it to you real good, you still fucking mad.
It depends on what you piss me off about.
That's some bullshit. That's not fair.
Right, exactly. That's my whole point. That shit is crazy, man. When we get mad, you just give us some, just go ahead and give up the pussy, and we good. We happy than a motherfucker. But when a woman's mad at you, she's still fucking mad afterwards.
I don't know. It's a learned thing, too.
What they have laid off and shit. Don't think that did nothing. You could have told me that before. Well, no, I'll still hit it, but you know what I'm saying? That's both of
you. Right. They do that shit, man. And still bring that shit up afterwards. I'm still mad at you. Why? How? How can you still be mad?
I don't know.
I enjoyed myself then, goddammit. Fuck it. I'm selfish.
Exactly, because some of that BS bullshit, I'm going to stop you from doing it now again, but I just want you to know, you should have been doing this anyway. You should have fucked me before. I wouldn't have left out and did no bullshit. You came back and then got to get mad at me and then fuck me and still be mad at me. You could have just been fucking and happy. Just don't make
right.
sense. There's just so much game in this
but
shit.
Men do the same thing, too. Some men do that, too.
Men don't do that shit. You get mad at some pussy, he happy than a motherfucker. He ain't mad no more. I guarantee you, he ain't mad no more. He done forgot what the fuck he mad about.
You could have went with that shit. You, man, give me some pussy. I'm helping you with shit. I'm finna go wash the dishes, babe. Damn, I thought you was just mad at me, babe. I got you straight. You cool. We all good. Just don't let that shit happen again.
And when I get on Harlem, it's more pussy. But it is what it is. But y'all just hold the shit, grudges. Then y'all probably just forgot about it, call your girl. Yeah, he cool. You know what I'm saying? What you guys? Oh, Vince, you just don't let off. Yeah, I'm mad at him again. Nah, fuck that, because you said it. It is what it is. Y'all know what you do. Wrong. It's just wrong.
Only thing you got to do is push his ass against the wall and give him some head. Most dudes get over this shit real quick, but if you piss me off enough, I'm just going to say, fuck it, you're not getting none until you apologize and do something.
But you know what, though? You know what, LaFonda, when you do shit like that, when you say, well, fuck, I ain't going to give him none, and then when you find out he done went out there and fucked somebody else, this is what you do.
Damn.
Fuck, man, I ain't trying to shit down. Matter of fact, you better get us some pussy. Don't get us some pussy. Let's have it.
Because that's exactly what I'm going to be.
When we arguing about that shit, that's going to be an excuse. Man, that was that day you was on bullshit. You told me to go and get some pussy. So I went and got some. Don't get mad at me. Y'all did what you told me.
No, I'm telling you to go get us some pussy. You go get a girl and bring her home.
Oh, girl, I love you right now. I just said the shit there. I'm going to get us some pussy.
Hey, I told you. Hey, boy. Nitty, what did I tell you? This one is
the best. God damn, I love shit. I had a friend like that, but she ain't too hot. And she's about to find her another. I don't know. I can't really tell nobody about her like that. Like, you want to threesome with me and my girl? But she ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I hope she not. I'm sorry. I'm not going to put your name out there, but you know who I'm talking to about because I'm not calling you anymore. But you know what I'm saying? She just, I don't know, just, you know, got the extra, that post-baby fat that's right there around the. What is she talking about? Go find another girl. And I'm like, if I bring her in, she's going to be mad at me. And then I may not ever be able to do this again. So that's the threesome I had to turn down. But I'm just looking for that mate, that beautiful one, that I could just pretty much, like, go get us another girl. Like, no, bitch, you go get us another girl. You got more chance than I do. Shit. That won't come up. A nigga gotta come with the game, like, yeah, me and my baby, you know what I'm saying? This her picture right here. Nah, baby, you can go on out there and talk to her, shit. Take that nigga.
Right. You know what? That's true. It's easier for a woman to pick up another one for a threesome than men.
The truest words ever spoke, what you said, Nitty. Because it's so hard for us, because you know what I'm saying? When it comes to us, it's like, this girl, the girl you go get, she wanna outdo the other chick.
Exactly.
So then she gonna find something.
When you have a threesome though, is it supposed to be a competition or y'all? Is
hell no, we like running king. Can we all just get along?
But
we
if
all
that's
get
your
along.
Woman, if that's your woman, I mean, in my head, I would think that's why I said I never have a threesome. I'd be thinking in my head, this is my man. Like, damn, why it look like he giving it to her better than he has ever gave it to me?
He's supposed to do his best. Why would you want him to go in there and embarrass me?
I never knew how a threesome actually worked because somebody told me that it's supposed to be, I guess the girl's supposed to outdo the other girl, and I'm like, well.
Everybody enjoying themselves. It doesn't matter for the dude. If the two girls trying to outdo themselves, shit, that's great for me.
Right.
And I mean, there's no competition when it comes to us because we sitting there like, okay, baby. Well, I mean, we got two pussies in front of us. Trust me, we holding back tears of joy.
Right. And then you look at it like this, LaFonda. Whatever I did extra with this bitch in front of you, whenever it's gone home, you wait for me to get back up and do that shit to me right now. You got me every day, all day. How the fuck you worried about a bitch home?
Yeah.
You feel me?
That is correct.
And then here it is. With a female, I figure y'all probably saying, like, yo, my nigga, he packing, he fucking for hours, he got both of us. You know, she got to hype the nigga up because, you know, female ain't just going to be like, oh, is the nigga limp dick? Nah, I'm not finna go over there and be on some bullshit with you and your man and he ain't on shit. So I'm pretty sure she got to work it in. Now, you came over here and this nigga, he I can't even get it up, baby.
Pretty much, man. But it kills me how they get to that point, man. I mean,
Is it a mind thing with them? Because it's like they really be like, okay, I'll whoop your ass. No, you won't. You will not whoop my ass. I don't give a fuck about giving you the first three shots. You're not going to whoop my ass.
I might not be your ass. No, I say ain't going to be your ass, but I done seen it happen, dog. I done seen it happen, man. I done seen Phil whoop the shit out of a little nigga. Hey, he was a little nigga.
you just said a little nigga.
Yeah, he was a little nigga, but he was talking big game. Boy, I thought he was going to beat our ass. He beat the shit out there, boy. I was out there rolling. I wish I had a camera. That should be on YouTube. I was dying laughing. Like, nigga, you can't never come back out here over near this club ever again. So, yeah, so it didn't happen. That's why, and it probably was the same bitch probably beat his ass. And she was like, all right, I knocked the little nigga out. I'm going to see about this big nigga right here. That's probably what it was.
And that's the thing. Now, I ain't the biggest motherfucker in the world. But goddamn, I'm looking at her like you like what 5'2", 130 tops.
Wow.
Goddamn, I'm like 220. I would knock your little ass across the motherfucking floor. Come
just
on, put your little ass down. You know what I'm saying?
What is she to whoop your ass, bro?
Is she to whoop my ass? Oh man, dog, it'd have been kind
of doing this show right now.
Right, that's the damn show. I'm not, it's time for me to go to the monastery and become a monk or something.
I'm sorry, man. I ain't losing no fight. I might lose a fight to a dude.
What if a girl whoop my ass? I'm not losing no fight to a woman. I'm sorry.
If a girl whoop my ass, dog. Hey, boy, you've been taking that MMA shit, boy. Y'all better stop talking.
I don't give a fuck about no MMA.
Fuck that mixed martial arts, because, you know, they invented something for the mixed martial arts motherfuckers.
You gonna run up on, what's that dude look like a fool?
I'm shooting them up,
but I'm
going
to tell you, they be talking about, man, he punched that bitch hard as fuck. You damn right.
Well, I ain't taking no ass for no girl, man. Fuck that. Right. I refuse to take an ass for. We will fight forever until you give up. I don't give a fuck how much you win in the fight.
I ain't sorry. That one girl did kick your ass back in the day, though.
No, what you do is you just grab them up and you frustrate them so fucking bad because you know how you get them and you hold them and you're like, bitch, you can't punch me, bitch, stop playing. You can't even grab, you can't do shit. Just sit still. That's how you got to do them, is just for like 15 minutes because some of them bitches don't give up for a while. I done been tasing. That's wrong. It's plain tasing. But yeah, losing a fight to a female. I mean, even if a gay girl rolled up on me, like she rolled up on you, dog, this is what you should have told her when she was like, you disrespecting me. This is what you should have told her, right?
Man, move over and let me pass before they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Don't bite. That's what you should have told her. Kim.
Oh, you
it was just so funny to me, dog. I was laughing. I'm like, baby, you serious?
No, I ain't your baby, folks.
Hold on.
You should have just told
a dog, man. But the same way that stud chick did it, a nigga done did it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
A nigga wouldn't have had half a chance of coming up to me like that.
Hey, but you know,
man, I wish y'all would have been there.
So that's what them studs be on. They just be trying. They holding up their what they end of the bargain was. They said they men, so they acting like men. Check this, nigga. Well, I'm telling you, if I was there with you, dog,
and she swung on you, you would never hear the end of it, dog. I'd be like,
you got knocked the fuck out, man.
That wasn't gonna happen. The
man, you would never get into that shit.
I was laughing so fucking hard, and then when I seen that the motherfucker was serious, shit, I was smiling, fucking, man, hey, bitch, Let's take your ass back over there on that other side, because I'm going to knock your little ass out.
Oh, yeah, because if you would have kept laughing, she would have pulled it, because that would have been your vulnerable spot. Like, oh, yeah, he ain't thinking. He laughing. Let me steal on him right quick. Yeah, that's what would have happened.
Oh, man, I swear to God, dog, I'd have been up under the jail, man. If she'd have stole me, dog, I'd have been up under the jail. I forgot it was a fucking man. Don't put that. Hey, look. And now, my grandmama told me this. I don't know if it's a motherfucker, male or female. If they put their hands on you, hey, hit their ass back.
There you go.
Motherfucker, they've been taking me to the police car. They been saying, we just police car. I'd be like, my grandmama told me to hit her ass back. Fuck her.
They're going to still put you in the car. Like,
yeah, yeah, I'm still going in that car.
Yeah, they talk about those bad things.
If that motherfucker came to court looking like that, like she's looking in that clip, yeah, I thought it was a dude.
I'm going to fight her if there's some witnesses. As long
hell
as I
yeah.
got some witnesses. I need witnesses. That's so they can say she told on him first.
Let me ask you though, was she pretty?
No.
She's so
ugly bitch.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if she was pretty, I probably would try to fuck her too, just to see if I could pull it off. But she's an ugly motherfucker.
So you'd have to
She had a beat on, but then she had one of them little sports bras on trying to hold her titties in. Like, yeah, go on with that.
A sports bra for no reason, and you ain't doing sports.
Right.
Yeah, that's one right there. She got on the sports bra. It's nighttime, and we at the club. She got on sports.
That's right. You got a sports bra on with a beater.
Straight up. Telling everything right there.
I'm like, little fella, come on now.
Who the fuck was that? Was that a playback or something?
Mm-mm.
That was somebody bringing it like that.
Yeah, that's the name, man. She get like that.
Man, y'all need a sound bite of that shit. Shit like that. Do that shit again, man. I bet you be practicing that shit for your man. I thought you had 5 minutes. Like, what up, baby?
Nothing.
I'll call you right back. You picked up that woman yet?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
It's a habit. I just do that.
Hey, Nitty, what I tell you yesterday, dog, we got some motherfuckers on this show, dog. That is hip hop life. We get loose.
Hell yeah. Keep your name on this motherfucker. Hey, shit.
You still talking about Janine?
I'll be calling in every day now. Like, shit, it's Friday. Nigga, stop calling. It ain't till Wednesday, y'all.
Right. Well, wait a minute. The show ain't till Tuesday and Wednesday.
Straight up.
You gotta go on the website, man. You gotta go on the photos. Check out the thing.
All right, I got stuck on those titty pop outs. You know what I'm saying? On the videos, that shit was enjoyable. I was watching.
Oh, Kelly Price and Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland, Kelly Price. Damn, Kelly Rowland. Yeah, that shit was cool. I watched that video about 3 times. Like, oh no, look at that shit.
Did you see the chicks on that fighting? They were scrapping.
I don't like that shit, man, unless it's a guaranteed titty come out. I ain't trying to watch no.
Oh, no, man. You're like this, man. This girl, she fighting. She got on a short-ass dress, no panties on. She fighting, dressing, rolling all the way up to her stomach, and ass and pussy everywhere.
Oh, I would like that. I would really like that. I'm going to watch that.
I posted that one yesterday, man. They were straight banging. But
they were
off. We already went 24 minutes over the time, so before they cut us off, man, we going to, anybody got any last words? We're going to start with Janine. Janine, any last words for tonight?
It was a good time.